Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And that's why you tuned in to The Joy of Living. Barry Shore here, Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And we exist for one reason only. The only purpose of this show is for you. YOUEWE. You. It's all about you and the best you possible. Because that's what you care about. When you're the best you, then you become a bridge, a conduit, a channel of goodness that reverberates throughout the world and brings about the change that we all want. You want a bright, beautiful, bountiful, beloved world? That be you. And we have change masters with us today. Two of the most beautiful, bountiful, beloved, loving people that you'll ever have the privilege of listening to. His name is Chris. Her name is Petia. And they are going to share with us insights into the joy of living. And you're listening to us on voiceamerica.com through this magical, mystical, magnificent platform called Internet Radio, touching people all over the world. More than 253,892 people listening to us at this very moment in various places throughout the world. As a matter of fact, as you know, we almost invariably we have an extra 10, 20, 30,000 people listening every week. And one of the things that we do in the show is that we have a big shout out to people in different parts of the world. Usually we take two different cities and we say hello to them. Today, really fun, we have people in two different cities, but those cities have the exact same name, different parts of the world, and they're going to make you smile when you hear where the cities are and how many people listening from each city. It's really a lot of fun, and I do want to warn you in advance that your humble host does use four-letter F-U words, and he uses it on a regular basis. So just be aware because it's a lot of fun. Oh, there it is right now in front of you, F-U. Everybody, F-U-N-N, fun. But you say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, fun is spelled F-U-N, not the way I spell it. I spell it F-U, capital N, capital N, because if you're not having fun in life, and I don't mean dissipating pleasures and wild excitement, because those things are drains. I'm talking about the idea of growing in fun and recognizing the beauty of life in the world, then you can't have the joy of living. So F you, everybody. Raise an eyebrow or two and tell your family and friends when you see them next, Barry Short said, F you. And of course, remember to add NN. Fun. So one of the things we also do is we work with acronyms. They are the first letter of each word of a phrase, or we take a word and we break it up into its component parts. So we'll be talking about that as well. But right now, I have a big chuckle. And we have a big shout out. We have people in two different cities, two different parts of the world. One is in Europe, one is the United States, and they both have the same name, short name. The name of the city is, drum roll, fanfare, da-dum, ba-dum, Prague. P as in Petia, R-A-G-U-E, Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic. Czech is C-Z-E-C-H, of course, not C-H-E-C-K or C-H-E-Q-E. The capital of the Czech Republic, right there in the heartland of Europe, right between Western Europe and Eastern Europe, is a magnificent city of Prague. Prague is an ancient city, settled more than 900 years ago. Actually, probably goes back more than that. But certainly for the past 1,100 plus years, it has always been a place of power and a place of beauty and a place of great art and architecture. It sits right on the Vltava River, because whenever you settle cities, most of the time you want to have great access to waterways. And it was known at one time as the Golden City, because most of the major buildings in the city actually were covered with gold plate. And at one time it was, since it was that time it was called Bohemia, it was the seat of, I think, Charles IV, if my memory serves me correct. And he was the Holy Roman Emperor. As we used to say, the Holy Roman Empire was neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. But needless to say, Prague was a great city, still is a great city. Matter of fact, it's one of the, I think, the 10 most visited cities in Europe. Everybody wants to go to Prague. There are castles, the great Charles Bridge. Franz Kafka was born there and resided there, wrote there. And it's a city of about 1.3 million people, so it's small enough and large enough. And at this moment, we have 1,172 people listening to us from Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic. So a big shout out and yay to the people from Prague, some of the most educated, beautiful, and charming people you'll ever meet. Matter of fact, you might even meet one of them today, because I have an inside secret that you're going to find out in just a moment. And the other, so this is really funny, I am chuckling, because the other Prague is a tiny city, may not even be called a city in reality, maybe a town, in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, United States of America, Prague, Oklahoma, which I think is in the southeastern part of the state, towards the Texas border, and I think boasts a population somewhere around 2,400 people. And apparently it was named for the people who originally settled Prague back in the 19th century did come from Bohemia or the Czech Republic, and that's why they dubbed their town somewhat of a city, Prague, Oklahoma. And we have, are you ready? Four people listening to us. Four. But out of a population of 2,400, that's not bad. Four people listening to us from Prague, Oklahoma. So welcome, all you people from Prague, wherever you are. Thank you. And again, we're listening to The Joy of Living. And if you ever miss a moment, and you don't want to do that, or you want to share this show, which you do want to do, you want to share it with at least five people, Give Me Five is really an important idea, because we want to get over 1 million people listening. As I said, we have over 253,000 at the moment. So go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore, BarryShore.com, and find this show and share it. Give it, especially with family and friends, and most importantly, with somebody you don't like. Because when you share the show with somebody you don't like, or you think doesn't like you, what you're doing is you're building a bridge. And when you build a bridge that's based on love and caring and giving, then you're changing the world. You are making a difference. Go MAD, everybody. There's the first of our acronyms. Go MAD. Go make a difference. And when you do that, what do you create? WWW. Well, what's WWW? That's the internet, isn't it? Well, yes. If you ask most people, they'll tell you something to do with the internet. WWW really stands for, from this point forward, everybody understands and knows that WWW means What a Wonderful World. With, of course, a tip of the hat to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for making that go worldwide. WHATA is a word, W-H-A-T-A. What a Wonderful World, WWW. That's really what WWW stands for. And one of the greatest acronyms that you'll ever hear, experience and feel and integrate into your very being, is the acronym for the word SMILE. Look, right now, when I just say the word smile, you're all smiling, because that's what SMILE does. But SMILE stands for Seeing Miracles in Life. every day. Seeing miracles in life every day is the way you want to live. Because when you do that, what are you doing? You're building WWW. What a wonderful world. It emanates from your very being. It radiates out from your face, which is public property. Your whole persona changes when you learn to see miracles in life every day and you smile. And that's a big wow, isn't it? When you hear something that really resonates and makes your jaw drop and say, wow. Well, wow is also an acronym. And it stands for Words of Wisdom. Because when you hear words of wisdom, they penetrate. They hit your spiritual solar plexus and make you stand up and say, I want to do that. I want to be that. I want to incorporate that. WWW. Wow. Words of wisdom. Smile. And when you do that, of course, what are you doing? You're creating the world. You're creating the world. You are the creator. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's what you do. Remember, this show, The Joy of Living, exists for one reason only. You being the best you possible. Y-O-U, E-W-E. And that's what Chris and Petty are going to be talking about. You. When you do that, then you learn how to say thank you. Because thanking is the process that enables you to fulfill your destiny. It's choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. And thanking is the best way to do it. Move those lips and say thank you, thank you, thank you, at least 7 times a day. You want to become proficient? You do it 15 times a day. You want to be a professional? You do it 26 times a day. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Now, if that doesn't make you say, wow, and put a smile on your face and have a lot of F you, everybody, fun, I don't know what will. Although I do, because we're going to take a break in just a couple minutes. When we come back from the break, you're going to meet two of the most charming, dedicated, purposeful people that you'll ever have the opportunity to hear. And they're going to rock your world with goodness. Because remember, this show, The Joy of Living, is only and always about you. Y-O-U. So remember, go to BarryShore.com, explore, find the show, share it, listen to it again, and make sure that you propagate it, because when you do that, that's called WWW. What a wonderful world. So we'll see you back here in just a couple of minutes after we take a break to tell you some wonderful inside information, and welcome back for Chris and Petya. Okay? See you in just a bit. Bye now. Have you ever thought about talking to someone, but you're just unsure of where to start? BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with a licensed professional counselor, caring people who specialize in the issues that you want to talk about. I urge you to join BetterHelp and get help at your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video and phone sessions. You can text your therapist worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's truly an affordable option, and Joy of Living listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code JOYOFLIVING. If you've been wanting to talk, you can get started right now. It's safe, secure, and easy. Go to betterhelp.com. That's BETTERHELP. BetterHelp.com/joyofliving. Simply fill out the fun questionnaire and get matched with a counselor. You'll love it. Hey, I use it. That's BetterHelp.com/joyofliving. You'll be glad you did. One of the great difficulties we all face in life today in this fast-paced world is time. We never have enough of it, we think. But if you start using your time that you do have in a smart way, then you can maximize what's available to you. There is an app that I highly recommend which might help you be more mindful and productive every day. It's called Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes or less. So you can read or listen to things that make a difference. Blinkist is for busy people like us. Blinkist makes it so easy. You can finish 4 books in a day. 8 million people are using Blinkist right now. Hey, I use it when driving in the car. It is efficient and it's good. I've already read Start With Why by Simon Sinek and 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/joy to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist. B as in beautiful, L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/joy to start your free 7-day trial. I recommend it highly. Blinkist.com/joy. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we got some real deep good for you today. We have Chris and Petia. We got the bald one and the beautiful-haired one on her top of her head. And Chris and Petia are two of the most dynamic, purposeful, powerful beings you will ever have the chance of listening to. So I urge you, get plugged in, lean forward, and listen to the wow that's going to come, the words of wisdom. Chris is the host of Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. That's a weekly 12-hour live stream marathon and podcast. He has interviewed more than 500 of some of the most inspirational role models that exist in the world today. He is the encourager of the Greatest Possible Self program. He speaks on stages around the country and pretty soon worldwide. And it's because he hit rock bottom that he's able to now soar to the heavens. And his wonderful partner, Petia, is a leader in the women's transformation world. Her mission is to help women who are on the path not only to heal, but to move into the space to become the greatest possible beings. She is the one who leads BeStrongMinded.com. And you'll be able to hear that they're going to be in Las Vegas pretty soon and be able to listen where they're going to be, so you might want to attend. But right now, with a big round of applause, drum roll and fanfare, welcome Chris and Petia. Please say hello to our worldwide audience.
We are so excited to be here with you, Barry. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you, Barry. We're excited, man. Let's do this.
Oh, thank you. We are. Now, Petya, did you love that people are listening to from Prague, both in your home country and in Oklahoma? I mean, how amazing is that?
I didn't even know there was a second Prague, and thank you so much for the historic lesson. I think that Chris was very amazed with that. It's crazy. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's jump right in because we got, remember, hundreds of thousands of people listening and tens of thousands will be downloading this podcast and sharing it. Let's start off right away. Both of you, how does one become the greatest possible self?
That's a great question, Barry. I'd love to start. And my take on it is to ask yourself, how would you show up if you were being your greatest possible self in that moment? How would you act differently? How would you respond to the situation? Would you come with kindness? Would you come with love and compassion? Would you have discipline and diligence and persistence? It's really important that you get clear on how you would show up and how you would behave in those situations. You might ask yourself, do I like who I'm being? Do I like who I'm becoming? Those are some really powerful questions. And the other thing to do is really commit every single day, reorient yourself to being that greatest possible self. First, getting clarity on it. Then second, checking in, having the awareness every day, am I being and becoming my greatest possible self today?
I love that. And, you know, I'm really happy that Chris started because I wanted to take it one step a little bit deeper, because what truly helped me to become my best possible self is to be truly unapologetic and own who I am. Many women and many of my clients that I work with, they are still people pleasing. They are taught to be everything for everyone, and then they lose the touch with who they really are. How do you think that you can be your best possible self if you don't know who you really are? So I really think that the most important thing is realizing who you are and what you stand for, having your core values really clear, and then saying no to anything else that really doesn't align. And when I had this epiphany, I changed everything. You know, I changed my website, I changed my podcast name. So everything now is PetyaKolibova.com. And also my podcast changed from Be Strong Minded to Unapologetically Abundant. I truly believe that when we become unapologetic about who we really are and our gifts, we bring the abundance. And that doesn't mean just the richness, the money. It really means living purpose-driven and fulfilled life.
Well, I am being washed over with beauty and bounty and abundance. So I wrote down a couple of notes I want to share with our audience and just go back over a couple of points that both of them made in a very powerful, positive way. Wonderful, Petya, you realize that abundance is one of the great dances of the world. Abundance. So there's when you start learning how to dance with a bun, then you become abundant. Now, I want to just share two things that you said, and I think it is absolutely critical. You talked about core. One of the core issues is, as you mentioned, people tend to be pleasers, but pleasers of other people rather than pleasing oneself. And oftentimes, learning how to please oneself is setting up boundaries, not to cut people out, but to channel your own greatness. When you learn how to say no, what you're really doing is saying yes to self. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love it. I love the way you think and the way you really said it, because we cannot give the best to the world if we are giving the rest of us. You know, it's just like, who wants to take a leftovers from other people? I will take leftovers of my grandma's food, but not leftovers of other people's energy. And that's the thing. If you really don't take care of yourself, you're giving the rest of you, not the best of you, and you will build the resentment. And resentment energy, it's never going to build anything good.
Outstanding. And Chris, to go back to something you said earlier, I wrote it down and it really struck me beautifully. You mentioned two wonderful words which are similar and they interact with each other. Being and becoming. And if you look at the word becoming, if you take the first two letters, B-E, and the last three letters, I-N-G, then you see that being surrounds becoming. You can only become when you're truly being. They go hand and glove together. That was beautiful. I'm going to ask both of you to do something that you probably didn't do before. Please share an exercise that you do, and again, I assume it's a mental one, but if it's not, you'll let us know, something that you do every single day that enables you to commit. Like you said, Chris, every single day you got to commit. Give us an exercise, mental, physical, that you do every single day to get you into the mindset so you know that you're bringing your best self to the world.
I love this question so much because when I started to do these exercises, everything truly changed. And for me, it's my morning routine. It's truly non-negotiable. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, if it's 15 minutes or 1 hour, but you get to own your morning or you won't be able to truly present yourself as your best self. So every morning what we do with Chris, we every day meditation. It can be guided meditation or just breathing techniques. Then we journal and then we read. Those three things are non-negotiable. Then we love to move our bodies, so we go afterwards to the gym. But those three things that we make sure that we connect with our souls, with our body through the breathing, meditation, and also through our mind. So those three steps take care of everything. When you connect with your body, you are breathing, you are being present, and you become responsive versus reactive every single morning. And when we are meditating, we are truly going through the gratitude. Every morning when we wake up, we focus on what we are grateful for, and then we do guided meditation or just listening to music or being present. And reading, it really helps us with our growth mindset. So those are non-negotiable every single morning.
That's so great. I love what Pethia said. And I want to just zoom out a little bit and talk about a whole life philosophy. If you've done any kind of personal development work, you might have heard about this thing called a wheel, a life wheel. And that basically means on each of these spokes is an aspect of your life. So some of those aspects might be fitness, health, and wellness. That might be one of them. Finances might be another one. Spirituality might be another one. Your career, your family, fun. Those are just some examples of what you could put in those spokes. I think what most people aren't doing on a daily basis, and I love how you said that, Barry, the daily basis, it's important to touch on each one of those spokes every day, even if it's 5 minutes, 5 minutes of health, 5 minutes of spirituality, 5 minutes of family. Ideally, it wouldn't be that little. You want to be spending, in my opinion, at least an hour or two a day with your family. And at the bare minimum, how do you keep nurturing each of those areas of life? That's super important. So be clear. Are you growing spiritually, mentally, physically in your career every day? Because you don't want to put it off until next week or next month or next year to finally get around to doing these things that you know you should be doing. So it's really important every day, like Pethia said, to have that daily routine to set you in the right direction, to set you into momentum. And the morning is the most powerful place to set the tone of your day. Throughout the day, you might get overwhelmed and get distracted and get knocked off track because, let's face it, life happens. And sometimes it's difficult to deal with. In the morning, that is almost always people's most sacred, peaceful, serene time to be with themselves, to be aware of what's going on in their life. Am I on track or am I off track? And so I really ask questions to decide if I'm on track to become more aware. You might ask yourself questions like, what am I grateful for? To pay attention to the positive things. What am I committed to? Are you committed to your relationships today? Are you really committed to your career today? So ask yourself questions in the morning to give clarity on what you need to focus on that day, and send love to people. Intend for good things to happen for you and for others. And that's really every day. You get to create your best day ever when you're doing things like this.
Outstanding. We're going to be coming back with these two amazing, beautiful beings. But I just want to summarize again. Every single day, non-negotiable. Meditate, journal, read. And we'll be back with you because there's much more to Chris and Petia, Petia and Chris. And we'll see you just on the other side of the break. Don't go away. This is all about you on the Joy of Living. Now, something quite amazing here. It's called Lola, L-O-L-A. This is a female-founded company that offers a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other major brands, Lola, L-O-L-A, products are 100% natural, easy to feel good about. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. Lola delivers exactly what you need and exactly when you need it. I don't know if you know this, but major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their products, including rayon and polyester. Oh, no. Lola products are 100% organic cotton, no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes, and it's founded by women for women. My five nieces rave about Lola. I don't. I'm a guy. But my nieces rave about it, so I needed to look into it, and I am endorsing it. And they do good. With every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States. And because you listen to this show, The Joy of Living, you are able to get 40% off all subscriptions. 40% off all subscriptions. Visit mylola.com. That's mylola.com. And enter the promo code Joy of Living when you subscribe. That's mylola, mylola.com. Promo code Joy of Living. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy. There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good in abundance. That's a new dance, the abundance. We have wonderful Patia and Chris. Chris and Patia, I'm going to just summarize a couple things and then go forward. We talked about being and becoming. We talked about the ability that unless you can say yes to yourself, the only way to do that is be able to say no to certain other things so that you don't just set up boundaries, you channel, and then you set yourself a non-negotiable morning routine. And it should include at least some meditation, some journaling. Writing is so vital, and reading. And when you do that, you become grateful. You get in the thank mode. Remember, thank is to harmonize and network kindness. And if you put it off and you say later, later is the first step to never. Don't do that. Be here now, N-O-W. So with that, wonderful, amazing Petty and Chris, tell us, let's start with women. You were meant for more. Tell us what you're doing for women and where you're going to be speaking, Petia and Chris, and what people can do to tune in to you.
Yeah, we are so excited. This is the first live event that we're hosting here in Las Vegas, and it's called Meant for More because, Barry, when I was growing up, I didn't have the happiest childhood, and deep, deep inside, I just felt there must be more in life. There must be more in life than being put down, than to be humiliated and physically abused. I was knowing always that there has to be more in life than just surviving and going through the motions. And up until my early 30s, I was just going through the motions, and that desire for looking for more just didn't go away. So I started my journey on personal development and spiritual development, hired my first mentors, life coaches, business coaches, and what truly made the biggest difference was being immersed in the energy of going to life event and see other women what's possible. That's something that truly ignited fire in my heart. And I look at them on the stage. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. If she can do it, I can do it. And then it just didn't go away. And 3.5 months ago, I got this amazing idea. I was like, huh, why I wouldn't host my first live event? Like, who cares that normally you need 12 months to prepare the things, right? So I got a team together and I have Chris by my side. And this Friday and Saturday, we are hosting first life event for women who truly know that they are meant for more, who want to create a positive impact in this world. I truly believe in this, you know, this butterfly effect. And I think it just starts with one person at a time, one message at a time, sharing who you truly are, what you believe in, because you never know who you can inspire just by being you. So that's what we are doing this weekend.
And this weekend is April 26th and 27th. Is that correct? April 26th and 27th.
Yes, that is correct.
And it's going to be in Las Vegas at a live event. They're going to make lions and tigers disappear. They're going to make energy appear. They're going to make people transform. You know, it's very funny. People talk about magic shows, right? And making things disappear. And people go, woo! The greatest magic in the world is transforming the human into a being. You were talking before about becoming and being. To transform a human, a person going through motions, as you said, Petia, into a being. Beings put forth energy. Energy is the greatest force in the world. Chris, you said something so beautiful before. I want to emphasize again for everybody who's listening to the joy of living. Remember, the show is all about you. Listen to this line. It's not about reacting, it's about responding. Responding means thinking. See, a reaction is an automatic process. When you are on autopilot, you're not living, you're reacting. When you respond to situations, then you are being human. And even if the response time is measured only in milliseconds or in minutes, it doesn't matter. It's done with cognitive awareness. And when you are consciously aware of being human and choosing what to say and what to do, then you unleash a power and an energy in the world that is bigger, more beneficial and more powerful than anything that exists in this world. So, Petia, we not only applaud you, but I'm applauding you. And you have 253,000 people applauding you. I'm going to ask you a quick question. I don't know if it's true or not. When, if people can't go to Las Vegas and see you at the live event, will it be streamed also?
There are going to be videos that we are going to be editing. It's not a live streaming. We have a videographer, so they can always check out my website, petiakolobova.com, and we will share all the information there. But for those who can come, they can see all the information at meantformore.live, because I can promise you, when you invest in yourself and when you say yes to yourself, the whole universe is going to help you to get it all together. So if you are ready to take your next step, come to visit us on the weekend. If you can, make sure to stay connected, because me and Chris, we always put out there a super valuable content.
Yeah, and I also wanted to add to what she said, because this is gold for women who really want to get their message across, who want to be heard, be loved, be seen, and know that you matter. This is the perfect event for you to come feel like you belong. Like you really, there's people around you who get you, these other women, a tribe of powerhouse, intelligent women who get you. You know, I really couldn't imagine a better place to be and to invest my time and energy. So definitely come meantformore.live. We would love to see you there. And if you just want to attend, you want to buy a ticket, come out. If you want to sponsor the event or look at next year, talk to us. We love building those relationships with people and making a bigger impact. And I'm going to be focusing on empowering women to get their message out, to own their voice. And it's going to be a blast, Barry.
Yay, team. We talk about the four P's. We talk about purpose, prayer, perseverance, and patience. And when you utilize and internalize and then eternalize these four P's, you are doing exactly what Petia and Chris talk about. Meantformore.live. You can't get better than this. Now, in the moments we have before, by the way, I'm going to ask you to, can you stay on past the next break? Just because I don't want to let you go. It's too delicious. And just tell me yes, okay? Say yes.
Yes, Barry. We're here for you.
Yep, they're all yours.
Good. Okay. So let's talk about at the moment, Chris Moore, but also Petia. How do you start or grow an online show? What do you do to develop purpose and presence and a platform, the three P's?
Well, I love that you mentioned those, the purpose, presence, and platform, because without those, then it can be really difficult to start an online show. And whether someone is completely unclear on who they are, what their purpose is, what they stand for, but they know that they're meant for more and they know that they want to impact the world and step up into their greatness, or even the people who are crystal clear on who they are, they have an expertise, they have a business. I really love working with those leaders and world changers to make that impact, because I came from a place of not feeling seen, not feeling heard, not feeling loved. And I know that it's really a dark feeling. And I want people to know that you matter. So how do you develop your purpose, presence, and platform? That's a great question. Specifically, I'd love to dive in more with anyone who's interested in finding out more. But purpose, it starts with knowing who you are, what your life is meant for. Write an obituary. A really great exercise to do is write an obituary. It might sound a little bit morbid and down, but it really gives you clarity on what you want your life to be for. So in those final days of your life, when you get to recount what you're leaving behind, what impact you want to have on the world, what you want people to remember you for, it's a really quick way to find out, hey, what do I want to leave behind? What matters to me? Who matters to me? What communities? What gifts do I want to give to the world? That's a really quick way to discover your purpose. The presence, that's all about communication. And Petia mentioned a gold nugget earlier. If you are not doing meditation on a daily basis, even if it's 3 minutes, I say, hey, if you're transitioning from your car to work or from your work to your car or going to lunch, wherever it might be, take an extra 3 minutes to just sit there and breathe and be present. That's a really great way to start to slow life down a little bit, and instead of being in reaction mode, like you were talking about, Barry, to move into response mode, where you're more resourceful, more aware, more conscious. So really be in the present moment so that you can have deep, meaningful interactions with people. And lastly is the platform. Ask yourself, what is the best way that you love to share your gifts? Is it in person? Is it writing? Is it on video camera? Is it recording audios like we're doing right now and getting your message out auditorily? There's so many different mediums and channels and vehicles to get your message out and serve people and impact the world. So you really get to decide, what lights me up? How would I want to share my message? Is it through YouTube? Is it through Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram? There's so many different platforms. You really get to decide what's the one for you. And my particular favorite is podcasting and getting your message out to the world, because it's scalable, it's leveraged, and once you build it, you're really able to make an impact and build deep relationships with people all around the world. So really take the time to know who you are, to discover your purpose, embody each and every moment, be present, and own your platform, own your voice, and get that message out to the world.
Thank you, wonderful Chris, wonderful Petia. We're going to take a brief break. I just want to emphasize one thing before we go, and I've asked them to stay on, and they said yes, so they responded well. They didn't just react. I'm going to sum up one thing that Chris said, and then we'll go to the break. Start with the end in mind, and with that, we'll come back, and we'll speak back to you in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Don't go away, because it's just getting better. Bye now.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's DLYTED.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. DLYTED.com. Enjoy. There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, 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 and goodest. We have it with Petia and Chris. We have been filled with wow, words of wisdom. I'm going to ask Petia, I'm going to say a quote and ask her to wrap eloquent for about 30, 40 seconds on this particular quote. Are you ready, wonderful Petia?
Of course I am.
Yes, I know you are. That's so wonderful. I would rather live in a world of oops than what if.
You know, I love this quote because I would rather be in my dad's bed thinking about the things and adventures and people that I experienced than regretting of what if it could work? What if I could find the purpose and change people's life. So I would rather try something and say, oh, okay, this wasn't the best decision, than wondering. I just can't live in the wondering space.
Yeah, that is great. There's a very wonderful line that you might like and remember. It goes like this. Of all the words that have ever been penned, the saddest of these are, it might have been. So, wonderful.
Yeah.
Chris. Isn't that great? Chris,
yeah.
Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready, Barry.
The truth doesn't hurt. It burns.
I love that. And remember, you might hate me today, but you'll love me tomorrow and love me forever. And that's because I give you the fiery truth. I give it to you because you need to hear it. Sometimes growth is not comfortable, and it's what you and your highest self and your soul truly desires. Expansion, growth, becoming your greatest possible self. And I will do whatever it takes to have you experience that joy and fulfillment of growth and being your greatest possible self.
Thank you. There is an important idea you just shared with us all, and that is, for everybody to hear, move out of your comfort zone. And I'll give you a classic small example. Most people do this. When you get up in the morning, you walk out of the front door of your house, and you usually go down the steps or just walk right out. You normally turn left and you go into a car, or you turn left and you make a routine. Whatever you do tomorrow, when you walk out of your house, turn right. Don't turn left, even if it means going out of the way. Just make a conscious decision to move out of your comfort zone. Now, I have to do something powerful at the moment. You ready, Chris and Petia? Ready?
We're ready.
I'm giving you a big hug along with 253,789 people. So on the count of three, one, two, three. You hear the laughter of human beings? Being, becoming,
yes.
As Petia urged us all, it is an indisputable, never-changing morning routine. Meditate, journal, read. You must do those things. Of course, breathe. Be thankful. Move out of your comfort zone. Petia, Chris, I wish you only great and continued success. Look forward. Hopefully you'll come back again for another show. Everybody is remarking and saying, wow, F you. This was fun. Remember, F you. I urge you to think about doing that on the stage in Las Vegas. Look out at the stage at all the people and say, F you, everybody. Okay, with that, I bid you a fond adieu. Stay, you can listen. I'm finishing up in the last 2 minutes, wrapping up. Okay, everybody, this has been one of the greatest sessions of The Joy of Living. Remember, go to barryshore.com, BarryShore, barryshore.com. You're going to find this particular show there. You're going to find a great picture of Petia and Chris. They are a handsome duo. You will also find more information about them. And I urge you, give me five. Share this show with five people, family, friends, and especially somebody who either you think is not your friend or you think they don't like you. Especially then, because you're building a bridge. When you build a bridge, you're creating more goodness. Remember what the word thank stands for: to harmonize and network kindness. Thank you. Be amongst the people who say thank you many times a day. The good Lord has built us all in such a way that he wants us to be, becoming, being the best you possible. That's YOUEWE. It's all about you. And when you grab a hold of that and recognize that you are here to live your life to the full, And what you will do is you will go forth. You will live the blessing. You will spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Thank you. Speak to you soon. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.